The Privacy Commissioner says businesses should take great care when using facial recognition technology because there's a high risk of misidentification. It's been revealed the technology is now being used in some New Zealand supermarkets. We can talk with the Privacy Commissioner, John Edwards. Kia ora, good morning.
Morning, Susie.
Well, did this come as a surprise to you?
Yeah, it did a little. I have to say we haven't looked into the specific circumstances of this case. I'm not making any comment on the actual company that's deployed it, but this software, this kind of thing is fairly advanced technology, fairly cutting edge. It's not particularly reliable, even in law enforcement deployments. So, yeah, I was a little surprised.
To look further into it, would you need someone to complain about it?
Yeah, we probably would. I mean, the law doesn't regulate specific technologies. It's set at sort of the level of general principles. So it's been sort of flexible enough to deal with these things as they arise. If somebody had been significantly humiliated or embarrassed by being misidentified or inconvenienced in some way, they could complain to us. And we would have a look at how the company was discharging its obligations.
Should people be told if they are entering a situation like a supermarket where their face may be filmed? Because I guess this data can be stored, can it?
Yeah, they should be being told that. They should be told that that's happening and why it's happening. The interesting question is whether there's also an obligation to provide a bit more transparency about the technology that's being applied over those images. And that's something that we haven't sort of addressed here. It's part of the European law that, you know, you should be able to object to automated processing. And that's something that maybe the Select Committee will take an opportunity to look at with a new privacy bill in the House.
Mm. So the risks of misidentification, which you've spoken about, and the case that this has, it's been sparked by the situation of a man in Dunedin who said he was humiliated after being pulled aside and was talked to about being a shoplifter. He was misidentified, and you say that this is a significant problem. What sort of problem is it?
Well, I should say that the reports that I've seen suggest that the fellow in Dunedin wasn't subject to facial recognition software. So he was misidentified, I guess, by manual means. But, you know, it's still a significant problem. If you've got a higher level of confidence in the accuracy of your technology than it is able to deliver, you can accuse somebody of being untrustworthy. You can exclude them from your store. You can take all sorts of actions that are completely unjustified. It's quite interesting, Susie. This morning I just saw a report from The Independent in the UK which says the Met police force in London had found that the facial recognition software they are deploying in their own cameras hits false positives 98% of the time. So, you know, if a major law enforcement organisation in, you know, one of the world's biggest cities can't get it right, then you'd have to query the diligence that a domestic commercial user in New Zealand has applied to the deployment.
False positives 98% of the time. It seems like it's hardly worth bothering about.
Well, I would have thought that's the case. But, I mean, you know, that's their money to spend how they want. They've got a duty, of course, to protect people who are in their store, and they've got a responsibility to protect their own property and so on. But if they are throwing money at technology which is actually potentially going to get them into more trouble than it solves, then that would seem like a false economy, wouldn't it?
Mm. Is there also a bigger problem here, and I guess one that you may be concerned about? Because I was reading that the false positives are more likely to come too when it's someone with darker skin.
Well, we've seen some really troubling research out of the States about the kinds of data sets that are used to teach these programs and the different, the sort of ethnic bias that they might have. So, for example, a study published in the New York Times earlier this year showed that while a facial recognition product could identify white males accurately 99% of the time, it misidentified people of colour, and by the time you added in gender and tried to identify women of colour, it was accurate only 65% of the time. So, you know, that's pretty significant. And I doubt that the software that we're talking about here has been generated in New Zealand. So you'd have to wonder whether it's been tested on a New Zealand population to the degree that, you know, gives a user sufficient confidence that it's not going to tarnish the customer group that it's focused on.
Indeed. Thank you very much for your time, Privacy Commissioner John Edwards.